Good times and great music at 2NURFM 103.7. As we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, there's probably three real ways you can, you know, get yourself into a car, a new car, a used car, whatever it happens to be. You can take out a car loan, you can walk in with some cash, or you can decide to lease a motor vehicle as well. Somebody that's been taking a bit of a look at that this morning is the editor of InfoChoice, Harrison Asprey, and he joins us now. Harrison, thank you so much, as always, for your time. Look, we've all heard of the concept of leasing a car with a novated lease, but firstly, what is it and the basics of how they all work? Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be here. So basically, yes, novated leasing, it's a popular term. A lot of people actually ask me about this. It's probably the number one topic that people ask me about when I say what I do for work. And novated leasing essentially places or novates the lease into your employer's hands. So they're technically on the hook for repaying the loan, but what they do is they take it out of your pay, which then in effect reduces your taxable income. Now, especially if you're a high income earner, this can be of significant benefit when it comes time to claiming on tax.
So potentially get you down into a lower tax bracket, particularly if you've been a victim of so-called bracket creep.
Yep, that's right. So there's been a lot of that, as we know. Another benefit too is that on cars to a value up to around 70 grand for this financial year, you don't have to pay GST. So that's a saving of 10% straight off the bat. And then, yeah, as we've established, you can claim back the cost of the lease against your taxable income. So say, you know, the car's worth, you know, 35 grand, which you can't really find a car for that much these days, and you earn, you know, 100 grand, you know, that could reduce your income by that amount. And then you'll save, you know, 30 cents on the dollar, up to 45 cents on the dollar if you're in the highest income tax bracket.
All right. So, I mean, at face value, there's a lot of advantages for taking out such a way of, you know, packaging your salary together with a motor vehicle as well. Is it something you find that more and more employer or more and more employee groups are offering, or is there pretty much a few areas that really zone in on offering this?
Yeah, look, so by and large, most employers are going to be open to it. It just depends on if there's a leasing company that they already work with. If you're in the private sector, it's really worth having a conversation with your HR or payroll team to see what's available at your workplace. But the main areas that it's of benefit is for the not-for-profit sector, where you can claim up to $15,900. And you can claim a whole range of things on the lease as well. So like anything from not just the car itself, but insurances, maintenance, and so on. And the leasing packages tend to bundle this up into a tidy, you know, like monthly fee anyway. And then other sort of public sectors such as healthcare and education as well also have generous concessional caps for you there as well. But yeah, you really need to do a little bit of research and see what your company does with regards to the leasing company that they work with.
And I guess I'm just thinking out loud here, one way it might be a bit of an advantage, let's say you're about due for a new car, but you probably would be going and taking out a loan for that car. Instead of doing that, you go the lease way, and effectively those payments, you know, fit into a lease kind of scenario instead. Now, at the end of the lease term, what happens? Because I'm guessing this is where it might get a bit tricky.
Yeah, look, so when it comes to time to end the lease, you really want to assess whether you want to purchase the vehicle off the leasing company. You can return the car. Chances are, if you're sort of doing a novated lease, it might be like a nicer car. So you might want to assess whether it's worth keeping that car and paying for its maintenance over the coming years. You can refinance the lease and keep the good times rolling, or you can extend it if you just want to keep that current car that you have. But look, after a few years, you might want to get into a new set of wheels. It all depends on what type of car owner you are.
I'll take a punt here that it really is going to come down to what the tax advantages are versus the cost of just owning the car if you were to do that in your own right, knowing that at the end of the lease, you've either got to start again or you may just want to keep the car at that point.
Yep, 100%. So in Australia, for the everyday punter, it can be quite hard to make money and to get ahead, but one way you can save money is through tax schemes such as this, and it all depends on, yeah, like what's available through your employer, and you really need to do the sums there. There's a lot of companies out there that actually that work with you to see what's available and to see how much you can benefit. And I'd really encourage exploring those as well as chatting to your HR team at your workplace.
All right. So it's certainly something to have a look at, again, particularly if you're about to or you find, hang on a minute, I seem to be in a bit of a higher tax bracket and a new motor vehicle is on the horizon. Harrison, as always, a pleasure. We will catch up with you next time around. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Mark. Good to be here.
He's the editor of Info Choice, and his most popularly asked topic at some of those highfalutin cocktail breakfasts by the sound of it. Harrison Asprey from Info Choice and some of the benefits and otherwise of leasing a motor vehicle.